Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hey, what's happening? It's Morgan Wallen. How are y'all?
Hi, Morgan.
Morgan. Hi.
It's Stoney with Kristen and Cowboy, and I've got candy in my mouth. I'm sorry.
That's all right, man.
No sooner did I pop this in my mouth than we get a little text that said, "You guys ready?"
Yeah, sure.
Thanks, John.
And you can't spit out the candy. That's wasteful.
Exactly.
Well, yeah. You know, and what are we going to do? Spit it at a computer screen, you know, so it's just a mess. I give you credit. Monday morning for a musician at this hour, congratulations.
Normally, it's probably the weekends where you're going to be hard-pressed to get me up this early. But I got home yesterday morning, I guess around 10 or 11, then I went straight and hiked with my family, with my parents and my little niece. And that took pretty much all day. So by the time I got – and I did not feel like doing that at all. By the time I got home last night, I went to bed at like 10 o'clock. So I'm actually pretty rested up for this.
Well, that's good. You're prepared.
What else do you do with your time off? I know you love fishing. Is there anything else that you like have to do?
Yeah, I do love fishing. That's the first time I – went hiking in a while. I enjoyed that. I like to play basketball a little bit with my friends. We like to play golf sometimes too. And you know, just maybe ride on some ATVs. We love to do that kind of thing too. So but there's not a whole lot of time for that kind of stuff. So if I do get a chance, I'm probably gonna go fishing.
Always, Morgan Wallen is gonna be fishing. Mm-hmm. Did you bring your rod? I don't think you brought your rod for Eight Man Jam when you came down to Three Rivers to go fishing, and I was ready. I had it in the truck. I thought we were going to do that.
No, I didn't. I flew that time, so I didn't get a chance to bring it. But I'll have my bus this time. I'll have my rod with me.
Have your rod. We'll take you to a couple spots.
Okay, deal.
I love this. You're becoming
serious to everybody.
I love this. You're becoming a regular here in Pittsburgh. This is your second visit with Florida Georgia Line this weekend, and then you're coming back in November for Luke. That's fantastic.
Pittsburgh's becoming a second home for me for sure. I played there with Luke too at Heinz Field, so it's been a bunch of times that I've been up through
right,
there.
Yeah.
So I like it though. I appreciate y'all having me.
So you're gonna move here anytime soon?
I don't know about that. I'm originally from Tennessee, and I still live in Tennessee. If I ever move out of Tennessee, I'd be very surprised.
Well, he'll just get a condo.
That's fine.
He can get a condo for whenever he comes up, and then he'll be set.
And Morgan, you realize Kristen is stalking you.
She's
not interested in where you're going to move. She's just stalking you.
I do kind of cyber stalk you. Sorry.
Oh, my God.
That's all right. I need that kind of love, you know.
Oh, I will provide it to you all the time.
She's got like notifications set for her whenever you tweet or post something on Instagram. She's like, "Yep, got it."
That's okay. That's really okay. How are the taxes up there? Are they pretty bad or what?
They're pretty bad. They're pretty bad, Morgan.
So staying in Tennessee, then they're not bad.
Done.
Either.
Yeah,
we're gonna come down too.
Does it make it easier for you as a songwriter? I mean, now you're in touch with your fans and people we can talk to you, and you make yourself so available. You get such feedback from the audience. Does that help you in your, not that you need any help in writing songs, but does that give you other ideas sometimes where you never thought you'd get an idea from?
Yeah, man. I think it's important for me to stay in touch with the, you know, the people who got me here, really. You know, with me, the way my life is, I'm a little bit out of reality sometimes, you know, just because it's always go, go, go. I'm somewhere new and doing this. And I know it's not necessarily normal, so it might be easy for me to forget. Not necessarily forget, but it might be harder for me to remember, you know, where I came from or the things that just a hardworking man does. And I want to make sure that I always, you know, stay in touch with that side of me because, you know, that's who I am before all this even started happening. So I just want I don't ever want to get too far removed from that. You know, just from who I am. So, yeah, I definitely think it's important, and I do draw from that for sure.
Key to success.
Key to success. That's right. Do you, when you came to Eight Man Jam and it was very like acoustic, you know, it was just you and very limited amount of fans. Did you happen to, is there one you prefer like playing like in stadiums, like you played Heinz Field, you're going to be doing KeyBank this weekend. Is there one that you would rather do like play acoustically, like acoustic shows or the big shows?
I mean, I guess it just all depends. I think this show that we've been, this tour we've been doing, Florida Georgia Line, this has been pretty incredible for me, you know, because like you guys said, I had played with them back in 2017.
Yeah.
And that's before I had anything going on. And we played a lot of these same places, so I've been getting to go back through these places and seeing the difference of what it was then and how it is now. And I believe, you know, like every show so far, by the time that we've went on stage, has been 90% capacity, so it's almost all the way full by the time we go on stage. And it's just been crazy to see the difference in 2 years, because there wasn't hardly anybody there when we were doing it 2 years ago, and they definitely didn't know me. And now now everybody there doesn't necessarily know every song, but I know for a fact they're going to know two songs, and most of the time they're starting to know more. So it's been amazing to see the difference. So I'd have to go with this amphitheater tour right now. That's what I'll pick.
Hey, pour me another drink.
this is ad day for me today, so I might pour a couple.
What's the smallest crowd you ever played to? And we'll accept the answer, one.
My mom.
Yeah, well, if you don't include something like that, whenever me and my band first got started, whenever we first moved to Nashville, my booking agent was like, man, I want to make sure you guys are tight. We're going to get this thing, you know, legit the way it's supposed to be. So he sent us out playing a couple, like, shows, and they were like three and a half, 4 hour shows, you know. So we had to play a bunch of cover songs and everything. And so we went to Greenville, North Carolina, which is where East Carolina University is at. And they're like, oh, we're just playing some bar. We're just going to play cover songs, you know. It'll be fine. And then we get there, and the bar owner's like, oh, this is actually, like, pledge week or whatever. So, like, nobody's allowed to go out.
Oh, no.
And I'm like, what? Okay. So, yeah, I thought it was my booking agent, like, just put me through the ringer or something, you know. So I just kind of ate it. But me and my buddies, as soon as we heard that, we got a case of beer, started smashing them. And just, you know, was trying to maybe hope for at least a decent amount of people there. And there was probably like 8 people there. Maybe 8.
Maybe.
And we all got so drunk. And this is like the first time I'd ever played a cover song show, so I'm pretty sure I was jacking up words left and right. it was definitely a humbling experience from the get-go. So. But it at least it could only go one way from there, you know.
Well, it paid off. It sure did. Hey, Morgan, we could talk.
I'll never forget that.
Oh, man, that's a great story. Listen, man, we could talk to you all through the afternoon, but we're going to let you go, and you can get some rest. But it sure is good talking to you, and can't wait to see you here on Friday.
Hey, always good to talk to you. I will see you Friday, and hopefully we'll get a chance to go wet a couple lines, man.
That's right.
You got it, Morgan. Take care, buddy.
All right. Y'all be good.
See you. Thanks. Too. Thanks. Bye.
See you, bye.
All right. Oh, oh,
oh, O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.